This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, January 4th. Well, we're starting a new year and the markets are on quite a tear coming into this year. We were putting in new highs across all the major grains, wheat, corn, soybeans. In fact, where we sat to end the year last year was significantly above the previous year. Kansas City had gained $1.23 in that 1 year. Minneapolis up 66 cents and Chicago up 84. So it just goes to show that Kansas City slowly and surely is working its way, regaining against Chicago, regaining some stature there. We're still discount to Chicago, but I really do think that this crop year will be the year that it regains its premium over Chicago. We can see that with the planted acres, where Chicago, it appears the initial estimates are over 1 million more acres of soft red winter wheat. Hard red winter wheat looks like there's an increase in acres as well, but not near to the degree. Only 300,000 to 400,000 is what the estimate is. And of course, it's much more dry in the western central plains than it is across the Midwest area where you raise soft red. Now, Minneapolis, I think, is going to end up being the sleeper here. With the increase in soft red acres in the Midwest of about 1 million, that takes away the potential to plant corn or soybeans. And with corn and soybeans significantly higher than last year, for instance, corn is up 94 cents over a year ago. Soybeans are up 388. Those are huge moves for corn and beans. And it's very big moves for wheat as well. So, you know, all the grains moving significantly higher, and much of that toward the end of the year. So there's quite a bit of momentum coming into this year. And it's based on demand, which has been stellar, led primarily by China with soybeans. But with Argentine government halting corn exports last week, and that was a big part of why the corn market had that, you know, 4 or 5 days straight up here. That's very obviously bullish to the corn market as well. So we carry this into this year. Now, that said, typically the first week or two of January, you see a lot of farmers selling, and boy, there's a lot of incentive to do that. And I think you're going to see that here these next couple weeks. Across the space, wheat, corn, soybeans, any sign of weakness, I think, will shake a lot of bushels loose from the farmer. But that doesn't change the weather situation or the demand situation or the upward momentum and the technicals. It doesn't change the hedge funds wanting to get long the grains, the weakness of the dollar helping to propel that. We are, I think, headed into next Tuesday's crop report. The market is expected to stay together pretty well. So we'll see. Unless the weather forecast changes significantly, then there's just a lot of momentum to the upside to keep this going. The supply-demand report likely will show an increase in exports for soybeans in particular, probably wheat, and probably corn as well. So all of that just further whittles down the ending stocks and further tightens the stocks-to-use ratios. So while we'll probably get some selling here the first couple weeks of January, it does look to me like the fundamentals are very, very solid here. And we'll continue to push higher into the crop report and probably through January as well until you see some significant rains on the horizon. And frankly, at this point, the rains on the horizon would probably stop the market, but I don't think it would sell off. They would actually need to see the rain. Because it's getting pretty late to assume that rain 2 weeks down the road will be enough to save the crop. They really need rain now. So that's kind of where we're at. I'm in a bullish mode here. Probably get a pullback here these, maybe for a week, but I'm guessing just a couple days. And then the hedge funds are going to buy the brakes as we head into the crop report on Tuesday. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.